Israel and Judah. Chapter 35. The Temple Repaired, 1885. The subject of this lesson is The Temple Repaired. But before we notice that, we shall have to inquire how it became necessary that the temple should be repaired. Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, married Athaliah, the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel, and this carried into the kingdom of Judah all the corruptions of the house of Israel. For, says the record, he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, like as did the house of Ahab, for he had the daughter of Ahab to wife. The Arabians came and slew all of Jehoram's sons except Ahaziah, the youngest. Jehoram died, and Ahaziah went down to see Joram of Israel just at the time when Jehu was executing judgment on the house of Ahab, and Jehu slew him with the princes of the house of Ahab. And even while he lived, his mother was his counselor to do wickedly. When Athaliah learned that Ahaziah was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal of the house of Judah. But Jehoshabeth, the sister of Ahaziah, was the wife of Jehoiada the priest, and she secured Josh, who was about a year old, and fled with him to the temple, where she hid him and his nurse, and there he was kept under the care of Jehoiada the priest 6 years. This left Athaliah, the daughter of Jezebel, in authority in the kingdom of Judah. She, being the true daughter of her mother, forced the worship of Baal upon the people of Judah as her mother had forced it upon Israel. She built a house for Baal, and robbed the house of the Lord of its ornaments and decorations and wealth, to furnish the house of Baal. When Josh was 7 years old, Jehoiada laid plans to proclaim him king. And he set all the people, every man having his weapon in his hand, from the right side of the temple to the left side of the temple, along by the altar and the temple, by the king round about. Then they brought out the king's son, and put upon him the crown, and gave him the testimony, and made him king. And Jehoiada and his sons anointed him, and said, God save the king. Now when Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she came to the people into the house of the Lord. And she looked, and behold, the king stood at his pillar at the entering in, and the princes and the trumpets by the king. And all the people of the land rejoiced, and sounded with trumpets, also the singers with instruments of music, and such as taught to sing praise. Then Athaliah rent her clothes, and said, Treason, treason. Then Athaliah was slain. And Jehoiada made a covenant between him, and between all the people, and between the king, that they should be the Lord's people. Then all the people went to the house of Baal, and broke it down, and broke his altars and his images in pieces, and slew Mattan the priest of Baal before the altars. Thus Baal was destroyed out of Judah also. Then under the guidance and wise counsel of Jehoiada, Josh carried forward the good work of reformation, and gave orders that the temple that had been rifled by Athaliah should be repaired. But although the people were willing and gave of their means for the purpose, it seems that the priests, to whom was given the charge, were unfaithful, for the donations continued 23 years, yet nothing was done for the house of the Lord. It appears that the priests who had charge of the matter had gone so far as to even keep for themselves the means dedicated to the house of the Lord. Then King Jehoash called for Jehoiada the priest, and the other priests, and said unto them, Why do ye not repair the breaches of the house? Now therefore receive no more money of your acquaintance, but deliver it for the breaches of the house. And the priests consented to receive no more money of the people, either to repair the breaches of the house. Then Jehoiada the priest took a chest, and bored a hole in the lid of it, and set it beside the altar, on the right side as one comes into the house of the Lord. And the priests that kept the door put therein all the money that was brought into the house of the Lord. And it was so, when they saw that there was much money in the chest, that the king's scribe and the high priest came up, and they put up in bags, and told the money that was found in the house of the Lord. And they gave the money, being told, into the hands of them that did the work, that had the oversight of the house of the Lord. And they laid it out to the carpenters and builders, that wrought upon the house of the Lord, and to masons, and hewers of stone, and to buy timber and huge stone to repair the breaches of the house of the Lord, and for all that was laid out for the house to repair it. This time they found honest men to do the business so strictly honest, indeed, that it was not necessary to reckon with them, for we read, They reckoned not with the men, into whose hand they delivered the money to be bestowed on workmen, for they dealt faithfully. We cannot be any too careful with the house of the Lord. The Lord himself has great care for the place of his worship, and we are doing his will when we have a care for it. Once as David sat in his house, Nathan was sitting by, and David spoke to him, saying, See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells within curtains. That very night the Lord appeared to Nathan, and told him to go and tell David that he should not build the house himself, but that his son should build it, and also to say to David, Also the Lord tells you that he will make you a house, and your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you, your throne shall be established forever. Thus we see that a thought of David's, concerning the house of the Lord, is rewarded with eternal glory. There is a thought that bears fruit to all eternity. At another time the house of the Lord was desolate, and the people regarded it carelessly, although they themselves dwelt in good houses. And at the same time they made excuses that they could not build the house because they were not doing well financially. Their crops failed, their money seemed to slip away unawares, and their clothing did not wear as well as it ought. But the very thing which they made an excuse for not building the house was the result of their not building it. Then the Lord said, Consider your ways. Go up to the mountain, and bring wood, and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, says the Lord. You looked for much, and lo, it came to little, and when you brought it home, I blew upon it. Why? Says the Lord of hosts. Because of my house that is waste, and you run every man unto his own house. Again we say, the Lord has a care for the place of his worship, and he not only wants his people to have a care for it, but he richly rewards such care. But such a care as he regards is not that kind in which the place of his worship is fitted up for theatricals, operatic airs, feasts, and festivals. A.T. Jones.